Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A major late night show is returning. Lots of pushback to President Trump's controversial announcement about autism.
The saddest exhibition of nonsense, misinformation, bad advice.
And I bet you didn't think you'd hear swearing in a story about Bill Nye, the science guy.
We knew when the TV was wheeled in, we didn't have to do shit.
We'll tell you what that's all about. Welcome to the LA Local for Monday, September 22nd, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Brandon Liebhaber. Coming up on today's LA Local, President Trump says there's a link between Tylenol and autism. The most experts disagree. Quite an honor for Bill Nye, the science guy. And fall officially starts tonight, even though the weather might make it seem otherwise. But we start with the surprising return of Jimmy Kimmel Live. Production was suspended last week because of comments that Kimmel made about the killing of Charlie Kirk. But today, Disney, which owns ABC, released a statement saying, "Last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. It is a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday." We spoke to Deadline's Ted Johnson about all this.
I do think that Disney was perhaps a bit surprised at the pushback. He was suspended on Wednesday. By Thursday morning, Barack Obama was chiming in on this and saying that the network should not be caving like this. And then through the weekend, you saw other late night talk show hosts. You saw on social media people saying, "I'm going to cancel my Disney Plus account." You saw Howard Stern saying that this morning. So I'm not altogether surprised that Kimmel will be brought back.
So what does this mean for Kimmel's show moving forward? Here's longtime Hollywood publicist Michael Levine.
He is coming back, but the question is for how long. His contract ceases to exist after 8 months. So he has an 8-month window there. Whether they'll renew the contract or not, of course, will be dependent on how the market responds to his return.
Before the announcement, there was actually a big rally in Hollywood in support of Kimmel. Our John Baird was there for the rally, and then he got reaction right after the news broke.
Local leaders and members of Congress, Democratic members of Congress, had just spent about an hour chiding the Trump administration for going after the entertainment industry and trying to crack down on critics like Jimmy Kimmel, who was taken off the air last week.
That is not how America works. That is a dictatorship.
Now is the time to stand up and fight for the First Amendment.
And that rally was barely over with when the word came down that Jimmy Kimmel was coming back.
Jimmy's coming back.
Yes, there was cheering and chanting, and people were thrilled to hear the news.
Jimmy, I'm happy for Jimmy. I'm sure the president is not happy. He's going to continue to have his investigators and his attorneys and his and law enforcement investigate and try to censor, even put him in jail.
All right, from Hollywood to Washington, D.C., a big announcement from President Trump today.
Tylenol, don't take it.
Yeah, why is President Trump telling people not to take Tylenol. He went on to explain.
During pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism. So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good.
So there are going to be new federal guidelines, it sounds like, telling pregnant women not to take Tylenol, even though there isn't really any evidence that there's a link between pregnant women taking Tylenol and their children going on to develop autism. Our Margaret Carrero spoke to Dr. Art Kaplan. He's the founding head of the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU's School of Medicine.
Doctor, let's begin first with what your thoughts are on today's announcement.
Well, I have to be frank. I thought that was the saddest exhibition of nonsense, misinformation, bad advice that I've seen since President Trump stood up in the at the start of COVID and told us all to take bleach.
You also called this dangerous advice. Why is that?
It's dangerous because he said things like, if you have a fever to a pregnant woman, tough it out. Don't do anything. The worst thing you could do to protect the health of your fetus, every person who's an expert in managing pregnancy will tell you, is not to get the fever down. That is a high-risk problem for both moms and babies. To give advice like that is really getting close to malpractice.
When it comes to Health Secretary RFK Jr., you've written that his comments about autism are wrong but appealing. What's the appeal to people?
Well, it would be nice if we could find a simple cause. People want to know what's going on. Why do we have so much autism? And President Trump himself rightly said, you know, we have this pandemic and it is appropriate to try and examine it and figure out what's going on. So if we could find the magic cause, then we'd all feel much better that maybe we'd find the magic cure. Unfortunately, the science isn't there, and it's certainly not there with respect to blaming Tylenol. Just think about this, Margaret. He said there was a 400% increase over the past couple of years in autism. I'm not sure that's totally right, but it's a big number. You think there's been a 400% increase in the use of Tylenol?
Can you get any more about this study that they were citing about Tylenol? Any insight into that?
Yeah, I've looked at the studies. There was a large one that just came out that evaluated all the evidence that's been collected. This Tylenol idea has been around for about 10 years. And it basically said there might be a connection because there is some association in women who use Tylenol having a slightly higher rate of autism. But they couldn't prove causation because there were so many other things that the women also get exposed to, pollution, drinking, all kinds of things. Most studies did not find a causative effect. There's a big Swedish one, found nothing. So to come out and blame Tylenol and say that's it and stop using it, it's premature, but it's also not founded in any studies.
Doctor, with all kinds of information out there, some accurate, some not, how do people know who and what sources to trust when making a decision on vaccines or whether to take something like Tylenol?
Well, first of all, having the president, you know, giving us medical advice, followed by RFK Jr., who's notoriously not the best source of reliable information, that's where I wouldn't look. Where I would look these days is to the professional medical groups. American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology has a statement out saying Tylenol is not yet known to be any problem with respect to autism. I'd look to what the autism groups are saying, and they're not buying this either. So vetted professional authorities in medicine, people in the disability groups who study this and follow it for a while. I have to say that what I heard today that came out of that event, not much trustworthy there.
That was our Margaret Carrero talking to Dr. Art Kaplan from NYU's School of Medicine. Dr. Kaplan certainly not mincing words with his opinions there. Let's move to a more fun science story. Who remembers being in school and getting to watch Bill Nye the Science Guy on one of those old bulky TVs?
We knew when the TV was wheeled in, we didn't have to do shit.
That's Joel McHale, a comedian who actually appeared on an episode of Bill Nye the Science Guy all the way back in 1998. Both were working in Seattle at the time, and Joel McHale was one of the people who spoke to introduce Bill Nye before he earned quite an honor a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Before he was Bill Nye the Science Guy, he was hired out of college in 1977 as an engineer at Boeing, specializing in hydraulics systems on 747s. Well, at the same time, he was focusing on developing a stand-up comedy career at clubs in Seattle. But it was his astronomy professor, Carl Sagan, who told him if he too wanted a TV series focused purely on science, and for that, he says he was grateful.
Recognition by one's peers always means a great deal, but being here in Hollywood means a great deal to people far beyond our peers in television and movies. We export our culture around the world.
Nye says he was also grateful to be able to use comedy and science to educate the masses.
For me, being a permanent part of all this, of Hollywood, is quite an honor. And has been said many times, when you're in love, you want to tell the world. And I love science. I love comedy. I love television.
Bill Nye the Science Guy aired in syndication from 1993 to 1999. It won 19 Emmys, including Outstanding Performer in a Children's Series in 1998. I'm Larry Perel, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
That was your LA Local for Monday, September 22nd, 2025. As always, it's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. The weather might be hot and muggy, but believe it or not, fall officially starts tonight. And also, the Jewish New Year starts tonight into tomorrow. It is Rosh Hashanah, Shana Tova. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Brandon Liebhaber.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.